we've got 20 questions. You're a pilgrim, a Camino author. This is going to be fun. Are you ready?
Sure. Bring it on. Right.
Here we go. Number one, what would you do differently on your next Camino?
Pack lighter.
Two, what's your favorite thing to do in Santiago after you arrive?
Sit in the square and watch all the pilgrims come in.
Oh, that's fun. All right. Your favorite town or village along the Camino Frances?
Ooh, that one's a hard one.
I know, so many.
Travadello, because I love staying at Casa Susie's.
Me and you both. I love that place.
I love that couple.
All right. Favorite food that you always eat when you're walking a Camino?
Tortilla de patata. Pronounce right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the tortilla.
Yeah.
Tortilla. Yeah. All right. Are you the kind of pilgrim that walks before sun up? Are you a little lazier in the morning and kind of take your time getting out the door?
I would rather come up as the sun's coming up.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. All right. Poles or no poles or walking staff?
Poles.
Me too. All right. Yeah. What's your favorite guidebook or an app or anything that you used as you were walking that you think helped you?
Wise Pilgrim.
Yes. Good one. All right. Are you more of a bunk bed kind of gal, private room, or are we talking parador? And no shame here and no judgment, anyone.
I actually like a mix.
A mix? Yeah.
A mix. Yeah. Mix it up. Sure.
Mix it up. It's nice. All right. It's your favorite season to walk, winter, spring, summer, or fall?
Spring.
Nice. Cafe con leche, Americano, or no coffee at all?
Cafe con leche.
And what about your favorite drink in the evening or maybe lunch? Rioja, Abarino, Cerveza, Aquarius, anything that you really loved here?
Rioja.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. We have that egg and potato, the tortilla. Is it with onions or no onions as a preference?
Oh, with onions.
Me too. It's always a debate about making it at home. All right. If you could go back and tell yourself one thing before walking that first Camino Frances, what would you say to yourself?
You can do it.
Did it, you did, right? Two, another one the next year. All right. Mm-hmm. Are you the kind of gal that carries your backpack or would you prefer to use a service to carry your bag? Again, no judgment. It's your kind.
I would say on the first and second day, send it on. And then
it's tough.
Yeah. And I stayed in Orison. So, you know, that's first and second day. And then up to Osobrero, carry it forward, send it up. On those harder climbs, send it on. But yeah, otherwise I'm fine to carry it.
I agree with you. And that Osobrero one's a sneaky one. It's a little sneaky hard.
It is really good if you've got great conversation. It's easy with great conversation.
Good point. All right. Is there a Camino family member or a place in Spain that you kind of feel like missing them or missing that right now?
All of them. All of them. I just have a Camino couple from my first Camino who just got back. So I'm really eager to see them, but they're on the mainland. And so
All right.
It'll be a little bit.
Is there a favorite Camino landmark or a favorite church other than the cathedral that you really liked?
Cruz de Ferro has it's a significant landmark. So, yeah.
Yeah. And three words that would define your last Camino walk.
Oh, my last one.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say pub crawl is one?
Love it. Pub crawl.
Pub crawl was one, or vino tinto crawl, I should say. Silence was another. And reflection.
Puzzle, silence, and reflection.
I know. Sounds, yeah.
I love that though, right? There's always two sides of the coin.
There was silence during the day and the pub crawl at night.
Perfect. Perfect balance. Was there anything that you needed to buy that you didn't actually bring with you on your first Camino? Or even your second?
An inhaler.
An inhaler.
Ooh, yeah, for my pneumonia. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Was there anything that you brought with you and had in your backpack that you never used, that you had to ship on, give away, throw away, or just it never came out of the backpack?
Rain pants.
Not needed.
Poncho worked fine. Yeah.
Agreed. Okay. So, you know, you have written a couple of fictional Camino books. Mm-hmm. But if you were to go back and publish a Camino memoir, which I know you've written, but you decided not to publish it yet, what would be the title of that memoir right now?
Oh, dear Lord. Perseverance.
Beyond Perfect. And if you want to know why she said that, listen to the podcast version of our interview available on Apple and Spotify. You're going to get a great story on that. We don't have enough time here. All right. Last question. You've done a great job. It's number 21. So it's the bonus question.
Ooh.
What's on the bucket list now? Is there another Camino or what are you doing?
I would really like to walk and am seriously thinking about walking through the Kimono Kodo in Japan.
Oh my gosh, do it. I just got to see the credential for that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to walk it now just after seeing that. So
yeah,
yes.
You become a dual pilgrim if you walk it. But that's not my reason. I mean, I love Japan. So yeah, I would really like to do that one.
I haven't done it either. I think it needs to be on mine as well. Thank you so much. Any questions? Buen Camino, everyone.